I have a hard time with acceptance. According to Wikipedia, acceptance is a person's assent to the reality of a situation, or recognizing a process or condition without attempting to protest or change it. A man much smarter than me once said, "Acceptance is the answer to all of my problems." As easily as I can agree with that, it's quite another thing to accept all of my problems. The word problems may be too harsh here, and the word itself doesn't always apply. Let's just call it angst instead. Angst. Those that stress me, things I fear, or those things that I want to change, or at the very minimum, manipulate. You know, if people would just do what I want them to do when I want them to do them, the world would be a much better place. If I could orchestrate the outcome of all of my stressors, if I could control them, life would be grand. I don't know about your life, but mine would be much better. If I could change all the stoplights in front of me to green, wouldn't that be great? The problem is, I can't control anything outside of my body. In fact, I remember when I was in the hospital last October, I couldn't even control what's in my body. So what's left? My mind. My mind is all that's left, and I have a great difficulty even controlling that. It seems it has a mind of its own. But when I can accept the fact I can't change my situation or its outcome, I sense an inner peace coming over me. I understand that acceptance really is the answer I'm looking for. Acceptance is mandatory. It really is. In order to live a halfway serene life, we have to accept those things we cannot change. Have to. I guess we could fight it until we go crazy, but acceptance is the answer. Acceptance is close in meaning to acquiescence, derived from Latin. The meaning of acquiescence is passive acceptance or submission. Now, I don't like that last word, submission. I prefer to use the word abandon. I'm not surrendering. I'm abandoning. I'm not giving up. I just choose to let go. My dad died a couple of months ago. I have to accept it. What's the alternative? I've lost jobs, lost marriages, but I've moved on. I accepted life's changes. I've been married before, and as that marriage was in its waning months, there was an issue that came up regarding one of my children from an earlier marriage. It seems my adult child did something or didn't do something that my then wife had a significant issue with. She came to me with it. When she finished, she paused and said, "Paul, that's unacceptable." Maybe I'm too literary for my own good, but I thought long and hard about her statement, "It's unacceptable." My child's behavior is unacceptable? As all good men want to do to fix it, I pondered what my recourse would be. I was to make it acceptable to fix it. Not in me, mind you, but in someone else. How does one go about that? Well, I was at a loss. What do you do with another person's unacceptable behavior? Do you just shoot them? I mean, really? Over the years, I've learned the hard way that acceptance is mandatory, especially if I want to live a life halfway peaceful and serene. To not accept those things I cannot change is to live in darkness and turmoil and angst. And that's just not acceptable. That's my take on it. For Paragon Communications, I'm Paul Joseph.